like that, high scoring, back and forth, are those more fun than other wins or stressful than other wins?
It's a combination of both. It's hard to enjoy a touchdown drive when you feel like you know their offense is hot and you really are going to have to go out there and do it again. So we stayed focused on the sideline, and everybody was pretty determined to go out there and make some plays and, you know, keep moving the ball down the field. We talked about last night, you know, being able to handle being in a storm. We were kind of in a storm early, 14-0 on the road. That place was rocking, and thought we did a good job kind of digging ourselves out. Decker had a huge play to get our touchdown drive on that series, and made another great touchdown catch. So thought our guys stayed pretty poised considering the start of the game.
Did you expect a game when you got up today thinking you were going to play a game this? And did you expect Dallas to come out and play like this?
Well, I haven't studied Dallas's offense that much, but certainly Tony was awesome today. Made some great plays, and Witten and Bryant, those guys made a lot of plays. We were hurting on defense from an injury standpoint, lost some of our leaders, and so it was going to be a tough challenge for them. And then you add the injuries, it was even tougher. But offensively, we did some good things. We were good in the red zone. We talked about it at halftime. We have to keep scoring. We cannot get complacent and have any three and outs. Their offense is hot. And, you know, the field goals were disappointing because their offense was scoring touchdowns in the second half. But we kept scoring and then had the huge defensive play at the end, which was significant. And we did not want to give them the ball back. I've never been in a situation quite like that at the end where we needed to get the first down, but we didn't need to score. And that difference was about half a yard. And Moshon and I were arguing at the end, and he basically was asking, how am I supposed to do that? You know, how can I get half a yard but not get a yard and a half? And I just said, you can't score. You can't do it. We got to get the first down, kick a field goal, and get out of this place. And we kept it pretty close there at the end.
You're like a home game with all the arms.
Well, yeah, no, it's a heck of a stadium, I will say that. And certainly a lot of Broncos fans there. But it was loud, certainly, you know, tough place to play. The Cowboys fans were rocking, especially early in the game when they were up 14-0. And then there at the end when they took the lead. So it's a tough place to play.
Bootlegs part of your arsenal?
I've done it actually a couple of times, believe it or not. It's when you the key is you want to do it about every 5 years or so. You know, if you do it, you know, every game, you know, they're going to be playing it, right? But you know, it's a good tendency breaker when you hadn't done it in about 5 years and they're not really thinking of it. But naked bootlegs only work. The ones that I've done, when you don't tell anybody, you call the run play. And it's a run play, and you just kind of make a decision there as you get to the line of scrimmage based on the right look. If you think they're going to maybe slant one way, and there's, you know, as soon as we brought Julius in motion and the guy covering him went with him, you know, I kind of said, well, that's a good look for it. And so I'll be retired by the time I'm able to do it again.
Craig Morton used to, I mean, I'm old enough to remember. Craig Morton never told anybody either. He was like a fleet-footed quarterback like yourself.
Yeah, right. I didn't tell anybody. I did not tell anybody. And so it's the only way to get the linemen to fire off. They're blocking like they're trying to block, you know, inside play to the right. And the harder they go, the more it kind of sells it you know, for the defense, I think.
And that gives you 18 rushing touchdowns in your career. Do you have any idea who that ties you with?
I do not. It ties me where? In Broncos? Oh, is that right?
Touchdowns.
How about that? I did not.
Y'all might talk about after the game?
Yeah, I don't know. That's news to me. So, yeah, we certainly talk. So I don't know if we'll cover that or not.
Peyton, it looked like in the first half you thought you might have had some matchup advantages with Julius and Decker, and then this second half you went to Demaryius and Welker.
It's hard to say. I can't really think of a specific matchup we were trying to do. You know, Dallas, they mix in their man and their zone. So, you know, when they're playing zone, you're going through the progression. You know, when it's man-to-man, it kind of depends on the play call. But I thought Decker, he was real determined coming after the turnover to come out and make some plays. So I thought his long ball down the left sideline was a very critical play. against good coverage, and then his touchdown catch, it was good coverage as well on the back shoulder fade. And then he had Demarius made a couple really big-time catches in the fourth quarter, especially on the last drive and then in the last two drives. And then, Julius was solid. Welker's catch might have been the catch of the game after we had a penalty there at the end when we were down seven. And, we're second and goal, I think, on the 17. That's not ideal. You don't have a lot of those on your call sheet. And he made a heck of a catch and got hit versus tight coverage.
It was so important for you guys to come back in a game like this. You haven't been tested yet. Not only come back at the beginning of the game, but then again at the end of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say we haven't been tested. We've been in some different kinds of games, but we've worked hard on offense each week. We faced different types of defenses, but this is our second road game. Things are always a little different on the road, and this team is tough at home, and they came out ready to play. Certainly, they were hitting on all cylinders on offense, and they're a team that strips the ball, and so they're scoring points, and they caused that fumble early. We knew we had to just kind of stay poised and just kind of stay patient throughout the game.
How's it feel to have your interception streak ended, and what happened on that?
It was a bad decision. We were trying to get something down the field, and they were in zone coverage and thought I might be able to get one in there. Didn't make a good throw, but it really wasn't a good decision as well. So certainly a bad time for it. I never really got into any kind of streak. You're always trying to protect the ball, and certainly that was not a good time because their offense was hot and we needed to answer. And it really ended up allowing them to catch up and get the lead. So it was a bad decision and a bad throw.
Does a game like this mean anything down the road, or is this just a win and you move on?
I hope it does. I've always believed in prior seasons that you could refer to a earlier game, late in the season. Say, hey, remember in Dallas we were down. Hey, we can come back. And remember the situation. Let's get the first down and not go out of bounds. We can learn from this situation and from this game, and hopefully use it down the road to help us.
Champ, you've been playing like the elephant's eyebrows here for almost.
Remember this guy from last time.
For
I remember that.
Full
I said,
year.
If he starts me again, I'm going to cut him off and go to the one more question. So, yeah.
That goofiness.
What's that? Goofiness right here. Do what now?
Hey, Champ.
Go ahead.
Did the sun bother you?
I don't know what the receiver said. I don't know if you talked to Decker and DT. I don't know if they factored in. So it definitely was different in the second half than it was in the first half. And it was into us in the first quarter, in the fourth quarter. So I don't know what the receivers said. It never really got me, but you definitely noticed it was different in the second half as opposed to the first half.